hard for people to get over the truth of it is the natural meaning of what this says. You said it, but you think about what man had been through, what God had been through, what man had been through. Down through the years, man couldn't get to God. You say, well, Abraham believed God. He did, but he couldn't get to God. And the truth of it is, God couldn't live in man. He had done separated himself from that portion. He cut man off. You say, preacher, he didn't do it. He did do it. He drove him out of the garden. And he set a standard that man couldn't get back to. Now, man, down through the years, I'm going to read you some scriptures. The best way to do it this morning. You need to understand, and I'm very reluctant. When you throw out that what you had on your mind, I thought, I won't say nothing. There's some, whether y'all know it or not, is some of my favorite scripture. Because of what you read, he said he saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there's no more sea. There's and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The truth of it is, that's what they're waiting for. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to read you some scripture out of the book of Isaiah, 51st chapter. And I'm going to read more than I started to read, but I'm going to start with the first verse. It says, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. The Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her deserts like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. They that dwell therein shall die in like manner, but my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. In other words, you're not going to do away with my plan, bottom line. You're not going to do away with it. Everything else is going to change.
Yes.
But my salvation forever. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For a moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Now listen. Awake. What did he say? Awake. Awake. Put on strength. O arm of the Lord, awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? You say, preacher, none of this is talking about what we are. Yes, it is. He's telling them that that old is going to pass. That old is going to be done away with. Now, them that lived in the old, this is where they were. This is what they had. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Did you hear that?
Yes, Lord.
Sorrow and mourning shall flee away. What did he say? He'd wipe all tears from the eyes. You preacher, that ain't. Sorrow brings tears.
Yes.
You done mentioned the things that brought tears. Sorrow. They could not get to God. No matter what they done, they couldn't get to it. He says, but this is what's coming. What's coming? Joy. You gonna sing for joy.
Yeah.
What he said? I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down, God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Things change. Things change. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit did not come till after Jesus Christ performed the work that he done and went back to the Father and sat down on the right hand of God, and God sent the what? Comforter, the Holy Spirit. How does God dwell with us? How do you know God's real? Huh? The truth of it is, it's not, there's not a natural thing that'll ever be done that'll prove to you that God is real. Not one. Not one ever. I don't care what you look for. I don't care if you go back to the day of Gideon and put out the fleece. The truth of it is, it's by the Spirit. It's by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Ghost, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Well, preacher, they're different. There ain't no such thing. There's not but one. They wasn't but one that paid the price.
Yes.
And folks, they ain't but one way. We sang it. There's one way to glory. To heaven.
Yeah.
One way.
Yes.
Not many ways. One way. Sorrow was banished. Sorrow was done away with. That's what he said. It'd wipe away all the tear. He's not talking about that natural condition. He's talking about a spiritual condition.
Yes.
where his spirit, his righteousness will never cease. It'll be forever. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Ain't that what they said? Ain't that what they cried? They wasn't weeping no more to have communion with the Lord. Glory. Communion came, thank God, through the form of the Comforter.
Amen.
And it's still here.
Amen.
We don't live in the day of sorrow.
No.
We don't do it. Do we face things? It's so easy to take these verses and apply them to the everyday walks of life. It is. But the truth of what the Word is teaching and what He is saying has nothing to do with your sorrow that you're going through here.
It
has nothing to do with it. Zero. Them folks know what it was to be separated from God. And when the separation ceased, no more seed. When the separation ceased, brethren, it was only them that believed that received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
120 to begin with. Very small number. And you think about the hundreds of thousands of millions of people that was in the world. 120. Why ain't a drop in a bucket? That ain't nothing. You wouldn't take 120 people, my friend, make very much out of it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'd like to have 120. Wouldn't you? That just believe what the Word said. I didn't want to say a word. I got news for you. I got news for you. I might be a broke record, but thank God I'll just be broke. It might be like that old record. You had a skip in it, and it'd go around, and skip right back. You'd have to go over and pick the arm up and change it. This record ain't going to change.
Amen.
It's a fact. Glory. Hallelujah. Preacher, you need to get excited. He's wiped my tears away. Woo! My sorrow, thank God, was turned into joy. Everlasting. Ain't that right? Is that what he's saying? My salvation, there'll be no end of his government. And peace, there's no end. Thank God, glory, hallelujah. Brethren, he has set up his abode in my life.
Amen.
Not just mine. I'm glad I ain't in this boat alone.
Amen.
Amen. You and I have a problem with believing what the Word says.
Yes.
We'd rather hold on to tradition.
Amen.
That's fact.
Yes.
Well, preacher, that ain't the way I heard it. Well, I'm going to be blunt, very blunt. I heard what you did. It won't hold water. It won't, not with the Word of God. There's things, folks, that we need to absolutely get rid of. Let go. Absolutely. Woo! No more tears. Hallelujah. I can see the fact. Can't you see it? I can see the fact, my friend, that there's a plus when we leave this world. There's a plus. I say it a lot of time. I'm going, but I ain't going. This I'm going to lose something, brother. I ain't going to have this old man. No, sir. He ain't going. Hallelujah. You can't make him go. He ain't, brethren, he ain't made to go. That ain't what he saved. Hallelujah. He saved the inward man.
Amen.
Glory to God. And he's real. And he's full. Thank God of joy and peace this morning. Sing it. Sing it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Get rid of this man that's holding you back. Let God have his way. Woo! 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 Preacher, I don't know that I believe that. Read your book. I'll give you just a little bit, and that's all I'm going to give you. You go on and read the rest. 51st through the end of Isaiah. You see if it didn't change. You see if he wasn't going to bring a change. You go to the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah and you see if he didn't send a son. Amen. A son into this world to get rid of the sorrow and the mourning. Glory to God, and bring joy everlasting.
Amen.
That's what he brought. That's what he brought. That's what we need to receive. What we need to live by. Glory. Hallelujah. I can't help it, and I done got started, man. It's hard to stop. Sometimes. Sometimes, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. God knows more about this thing than I do.
Amen.
Don't he?
Yes, he does.
Woo! Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And I'll tell you again, there's no more tears. No, sir. Our heart sorrowed, is sorrowed today for the losing of loved ones. But listen, listen, that ain't what he tried to overcome. Brethren, he overcome that separation of him and man. And that's where the sorrow was. That's where the tears was. Hallelujah! I didn't live under the law, but thank God I understand a little bit about what they went through, Steve.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. Woo! Y'all gonna have to go, and I'm gonna have to go somewhere else. Woo! Glory, hallelujah! Preacher, you're going to have to simmer down. I've simmered too much, just to be honest with you. Huh? Just to be honest with you. It ain't in my control, folks. Yes, sir. It ain't, Terry. There's something, brethren, that gets a hold of me when you get to talking about that word of God. Brethren, something come alive in my life.
Yes,
yes it does. Yes, it does. These things, I've done messed up this morning. Done messed up. I ain't going to worry about it. Some of y'all going to have to do something else, but I'm just going to have to mind the Lord a minute. Just a minute. Hallelujah. Folks, I tell you something. He's wiped away every tear. Thank God and sorrow and mourning. Brethren, shame. It's a shame today that men can't be aware of what the Lord has done.
Amen.
What the Lord has done.
Amen.
Not man. It didn't come by man. I read it to you there. He told them, he said, you go back. He said, you go back to that hole that you was in.
Yeah.
That what he said, read it. 51st chapter of the book of Isaiah. He said, you, I brought you out.
Yeah.
What David say, he brought me up.
Yeah.
Also, out of a horrible pit.
Yeah.
Brethren, they was in a horrible pit.
Amen.
Can you imagine being trapped and can't get out? Can't get out. You say, preacher, you mean to tell me that God couldn't deliver them? He could not. He could not. He could not. Brethren, that supreme sacrifice hadn't yet been made.
Amen.
Glory! I'm not going to live in the past, Leroy. Thank God I'm going to live in the future. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's something to this thing.
Yes.
There is. There's some. This thing's real. You might think, and I'll just say this, brethren, there ain't nothing I can do about where I'm at right this moment. But I want you to know, when the Word of God gets a hold of you, thank God it brings life today.
Amen.
Does it not?
Yes, it does.
Yes, sir. Glory. Glory. You say, preacher, y'all talk about them things that we've always heard and we've always listened and we've looked for. Brethren, I want you to know that it ain't natural. It ain't gonna happen natural. There's not one natural thing, brethren, gonna be in heaven.
Amen.
No, sir. And I'm going to tell you this. They ain't none in the kingdom of heaven now. Not one natural thing. No, sir. It's all spiritual.
Amen.
It's hard to see what the Spirit of God can really do. Yes, it is. But brethren, it ain't, he told them over there. I read the scripture. My friend last Sunday, he told them, the disciples come to him and they said, why do you speak unto them in parables?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? They wanted to know.
Yeah.
And he said, well, it's not given unto them.
Yeah.
That what he told them.
Yes.
I read it.
Yes.
Quoted or something.
Yes.
Listen. It wasn't given unto them. They didn't know. Why, preacher, why didn't they know that son was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? You know why they didn't know? Because he didn't come like they thought he had come.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He didn't come as a king. And yet he was a king.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He was more of a king than any they know.
Amen.
At that time.
Amen.
But folks, when he came, he brought salvation.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. And he wiped away, thank God, all the tears.
Yes. Amen.
All the mourning. Now, I've said that, and I'm going to be honest with you. Just as honest as I know how to be this morning, what I just told you and what I just said has got me in deep trouble.
Yes, it will.
Yes, sir. You in it too. Huh? And you in it too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Old Crafton said something the other day. He won't mind me telling this. My friend, he told me something that he said, well, I don't know, Randy. He said, I believe I told the truth. I said, preach it, brother. I said, you already labeled.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not,
Yeah. You
already labeled. I told him, I said, simply because I'm your pastor, my friend, you're labeled.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, things might not have went like you thought it would go. And I'll be quite frank with you, when that word of God lightens up, when it reveals itself, brethren, when he shows you what's going on, you can't help it. This man right here said something, brethren, one Sunday morning in our class.
Bless him, Lord.
He said, I've already seen it and I can't not see it.
Yeah.
Huh? And I can't not see it.
Yeah.
Darrell, when Jesus walked on the face of the earth, they could not see it. They couldn't. You look at it, folks. I'm not being unrealistic.
No.
Brethren, God, all the way down through the ages of time, done all he could to get man to see what his purpose was.
Amen.
And they couldn't see it. Very few. Very few. Abraham looked into his day, and I believe the writer said, and he saw it.
Yes.
He saw it.
Yes.
What did he see? What did I preach Wednesday night? Seeing more? Huh? Seeing more! Brethren, he saw something. Thank God that made him rejoice.
Yes. Amen.
Why do you think God established it? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because they saw more, folks. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's some things, my friend, that I've been opened up to that I can't deny. You hear me? I cannot deny. Even the centurion, when he thrust the sword in his side, brother, something happened to that man, and he said, surely. Did he not? Surely. Surely this must be the Son of God. Hallelujah! He saw something the world couldn't see, Bruce.
Amen.
Yes, he did. Woo! I done messed up. There's too much in this. There's things. Job saw some things.
Yes, he did.
People get all things twisted and tore up and all such as this. And I'll tell you something, when Jesus went back to the heart of the earth and preached to them that was in captivity, brethren, he set them free, folks.
Amen.
Yes, he did. They had died in a condition that they could not get to God. Jesus brought the word and the way that they could get to God.
Amen.
Woo! Woo!
Amen.
We're not living in a time we can't touch him. He said, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Amen.
You don't think you can touch him? Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No more. No more. That book tells you. No more shall a man teach a man,
yes,
know the Lord.
Right.
Know the Lord. For every man shall know me.
Amen.
What he said, we've got the opportunity.
Yes.
Do you know why our churches ain't full? I'm going to tell you, huh? The world's got them buffaloed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. The world's got them buffaloed. The world's got them in such a turmoil and a change. And it takes everything that comes up, folks.
Yeah.
And it says, how do you know that's the right way? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you how you can know. It's by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Ain't that what he left?
Yes.
Ain't that? He told them, he said, I go away. He said, and I'll pray that the Father send the Comforter.
Amen.
And folks, I don't care which way you split it, paint it, look at it. Brethren, he sent the Spirit of God to teach me and you the way of righteousness.
Amen.
He said his righteousness, there wouldn't be no end. His righteousness. Not ours, but his.
Amen.
Every one of us sitting here, folks, and I can't help you. I don't know. I've got some things, my friend, that's just absolutely tore me up. It has. And there's some things, my friend, that I wonder sometimes that us as children of God, that we absolutely just look over.
Yes.
Yes. Why? Why do we do it? We do it because that's the way it's always been done. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now I'm going to tell you something. I read that book right there. There's things in that book that was in the Old Testament that has not changed. Oh, preacher, you said he changed all that. He didn't change everything. God's still God.
Amen.
He's always been God.
Yeah.
He didn't have to change who he was. He didn't have to change his values.
No.
He didn't have to change his commandments. He
gave
them. Did he not?
He did.
He gave them. He gave them to Moses to give to the people. Is that not what? What did he write on them tables of stone? That right there? Yes, sir. Preacher, we ain't under that. God help you. God help you. Brethren, there's things that we are under that we don't want ruling over us. I'm going to say it. I believe it. It's what that word teaches. Sin will be paid for.
Yes,
amen. Yes, sir. He paid the sin debt.
Yes.
He paid it. He paid the sin debt. We got folks, my friend, that thinks, well, preacher, since I've been saved, I can just do anything I want to and it'll be covered up. It ain't going to be covered. Listen, there ain't another payment for sin, but they are some absolute, my friend, things that'll come your way simply because of sin.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. People don't want to hear that either. Most people don't want to hear that. Brethren, but sin is a great thing that has separated between us and our God. It still separates.
Amen.
Yes, it does. And it doesn't make no difference, Jeff. It doesn't make no difference where I call it sin or whether you call it sin. When it becomes known that it is sin, you say, preacher, you can do away with them 10 right there. Yeah, you can do away with them in 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It takes 2.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And brethren, the first one is you love him with all that you got.
Amen.
All that you got.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That means all.
Yes, it does. That little three-letter word covers a lot of ground. Yes, it does. There's things that God was trying to put in place for man all the way from since he built them right there. And when he sent all them prophets, he said, rising up early and sending them. What'd they do? He said they killed them. Didn't they? He said they stoned them. The New Testament says that. Says he looked out over Jerusalem. Did he not? He said, thou that killest and stonest all the prophets, how oft would I have gathered thee together? Oh, Jerusalem, you say, preacher, he didn't come for them. He came for them.
Yes.
But brethren, he didn't leave the Gentile.
Amen.
You ain't gotta be a natural Jew. Thank God to make it to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. It takes an inward Jew.
Amen.
Yes, sir. One that's born again.
Amen.
One, thank God, that knows Jesus in all his glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Is that not right?
Yes.
There's things, my friend, in this Word of God that we hold to today. That we hold to in a natural sense. Job, my friend, he said, if a man die, shall he live again?
Amen.
Whoa!
Yes. Amen.
If a man dies, shall he live again? I'm going to say this. I'm living in the day, my friend, where there's something about me ain't going to die.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I ain't going to die.
Amen.
It's going to live forever.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I believe in heaven while I'm on it.
Yes.
I believe in heaven. Yes, sir, there ain't a one of you sitting here and tell me what's there. Woo!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Amen.
I'm not being smart.
No.
Whatsoever. Old Job said, if a man dies, shall he live again? What he asked. Ask that question.
Amen.
And he got an answer. He said, all of my days will I wait till my change comes.
Amen.
And he said, though yet in my flesh, he said, I shall see the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, he was living in a different day than we
yes.
were.
Amen.
He was. Glory!
Amen.
I got news for you this morning. When he wiped away them tears, took them sorrow, thank God away, he brought joy into our life.
Amen.
I can't preach you nothing else. I ain't gonna preach. You say preacher. There's a lot of folks that have you to believe, my friend, that a Christian, a true Christian person of God, can't have no joy. The truth of it is, they're the only ones that do have joy.
Amen.
This world's got things confused.
Yeah.
And the truth of it is, we are absolutely eat up, thank God, with confusement.
Amen.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Why is that, preacher? Because we believe the world more than we believe God. It's a fact.
Yes.
It's just a fact. You can't find You can't find people today, my friend, that absolutely loves the Lord with all their heart.
Bless them, Lord.
Preacher, you're preaching to the choir. I got news for you. I'm just going to keep preaching to you.
Yeah, man. Bless him, Lord.
Bless
him, Lord.
Oh,
yeah.
Joy! Joy! Joy is what he brought into this world.
Amen.
Is that not right? He didn't bring sorrow. He done away with sorrow. Yes, sir. I'm going to read it to you. If I can find it right fast. I've read it. I had it two or three times. Listen. This is what it says. Listen. Glory! Hey, I've done went too far to stop. I'm just showing. I'm about done anyway. Yes, sir. You can have the rest of the service. Mind the Lord, sing hallelujah, whatever. Said, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy.
Amen.
Good tidings of great joy. which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Glory!
Amen.
Glory!
Amen.
Glory!
Amen.
Hallelujah! Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Did he not bring joy?
Yes.
What'd that say?
Yeah.
Joy, for unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior.
Amen.
I'm not going to give you no excuse this morning. I'm not going to tell you that I knowed I was in trouble. I did. I knowed I was in trouble when Bruce sent it out. I said, Lord, help us. Glory, hallelujah! He's the best thing to ever happen to me.
Amen.
Ain't he you?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe that. For unto us this day in the city of David is born, thank God, a Savior.
Amen.
He said, which is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
He walked with them. They wouldn't believe him. You believe that?
Yeah.
What the book says. He got finished, my friend. He done many miracles. I've often wondered, hadn't you? He fed 5,000. He fed 4,000.
Yeah.
Did he not?
Yes.
Two different times. Yes, he did. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. Thank God. He had made the blind to see. Thank God. I wonder where they're all at.
Yes. Bless him.
Yeah. Bible said he had been raised for 40 days. And he done many miracles and things. And he presented himself to about 500. He presented himself to his own disciples, and Thomas cried out. He said, I ain't going to believe it.
Yeah.
I don't believe he saw it. Huh? He's gone. You know, they sang a song, that guy down. I actually found out this morning what they was really saying.
Yeah, that's in the Lord.
There's another song out that says, he didn't leave me the way they found me.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah! I'm going to tell you something. If he left you exactly like he found you, brethren, my friend, shame on You missed it.
Yeah.
You missed the boat.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You missed the mark. Darrell, I can't help it this morning. It ain't because Raymond and Nellie raised you to be the Christian that you are today. That ain't the reason. It's a good portion, but it ain't the reason. The reason is Jesus. Thank God got in that heart. Hallelujah! It didn't become real until you have the relationship with Him.
Amen. Amen.
And it won't for you either.
No,
no, sir. It won't for you either. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Preacher, we know Jesus is going to get started. We'd come earlier. If you'd have come earlier, you'd have found out what's going on.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I think a lot of times you say, well, preacher, you didn't give them all that you give us. I got news for you. It might not have been for me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now, you say, preacher, you done messed this whole service up.
No.
Not a bit.
No.
These things that Jesus Christ brought into this world, Paul tried to teach it, preach it. Best he could.
Yep. Bless the Lord.
And I'm just going to be honest with you, brethren. This morning, there's not anything in this world. I will say this. There's not anything in this world that my Lord's going to naturally come and do to change the situation of this world. He ain't going to do it.
Amen.
He ain't going to do it. No, sir. I don't know what you believe, but I'm going to tell you something. If you don't get a hold of God in your life and allow Him to move you, and to change your life, I'm going to tell you right now, the world will do it.
Amen.
They will. You know why they will? Because you'll open your heart to the world.
Amen.
You ain't got but two choices.
Amen.
You don't have a half a dozen.
No.
You got two choices. Either you're going to follow Him or you're going to follow the world.
Amen.
Bottom line.
That's
right.
I don't
try to rehash what a preacher's preached or anything like that. And I appreciate the opportunity that the Lord has given me to sit under some gospel preachers.
Amen.
Some preachers, my friend, that wasn't afraid to preach.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You say, preacher, we don't hear about hell like we used to hear about it. Well, I don't know. I can't say per se, my friend, why things ain't preached like they used to be preached. But I can tell you this, and you've heard me say it if you've ever heard me preach. My friend, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll bust hell wide open.
Amen.
Now, it can't be no plainer than that. Can it?
No.
I mean, that's a fact. It takes Jesus.
Yes.
Brother, if you ain't got Jesus in your life, then you ain't got life.
Amen.
No, sir. You're a dead man living.
Amen.
It's exactly what you are. Man living full of dead man's bones. Yes, sir. But the fact of it is, my friend, Jesus made a way. He made a way from earth, thank God, to glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Lord.
Yes, he did. And he made it for you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He made it for you. These things, I know. Y'all got on the end of this thing, and I don't know what to do. Just to be honest with you, I don't know what to do. But I've given you more than I had.
Bless you, Lord.
More than I had. And I'm going to say this. Don't get real nervous. Because we're going to have singing and we're going to come on around. We'll have preaching that while. I give you what I give you. I give it to you because I love.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I love you. Thank God for you. Man, a person living, my friend, that Jesus, God, don't want to save.
Amen.
Not one.
Amen.
But there's a lot of people living, my friend, that don't want to be saved.
Amen.
Yep. Preacher, I don't know about that. I do. Just look at her ass. Hey, just look at it. There's nothing wrong with the plan of salvation.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong, my friend, with God's way of doing things. There's nothing wrong with living right. There's nothing wrong, my friend, with wanting to do right for God and for His glory.
Amen.
But I'm going to be quite frank with you. Real close frank with you. These people in this world that thinks their good deeds is going to get them to heaven. It ain't happening.
No.
I'm sorry. It ain't happening.
Amen.
Come on. He's going to have to come. He's going to have to come on. You're going to have to sing. Am I finished? Probably not.